All right, coming up next, a newcomer to your story is a good friend of mine. We play Magic the Gathering a lot together. He's also part of the Muscular Clown sketch video trio, Drew Creho.
I can beat you in magic!
Hello. Hi, I'm Drew Creho. Two things. First, what I have to say tonight is largely a quotation, so don't give me writer's credit for this. Secondly, I actually intended this to be for the Journeys Your Story like months ago, and I've just kind of waited for a night that actually fit the theme, and tonight's the night, so here we go. All right, so in 1977, a journey started. It is still going on today. It is perhaps the farthest journey that human intention and willpower has ever taken, and its current travel distance, speak of, you know, improbable or uncomprehensible numbers, is 11 billion miles currently. And I'm, of course, talking about Voyager 1, the NASA space probe, which this year was confirmed to cross the heliosphere into interstellar space, what is considered the very boundaries of our solar system. And even though it is traveling at 10 miles a second, it will still take 44,000 years for it to reach our nearest neighboring star. That's four times as long as human culture existed. Well, let's rewind to when the probe wasn't so far away, maybe a mere 4 billion miles. Just passing Saturn, the probe was ordered to take a picture of Earth. This is that picture. Here we go. I realize there's a problem now for those listening, but I have a picture that is, you know, the size of a piece of paper. And can you guys even see the Earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. The front row can.
No.
I will point it out. It is here, right below my fingertip, this little tiny pixel. Due to a reflection of light off the spacecraft, it appears as if the Earth is sitting in a beam of light, as if there's some special significance to our tiny world. But it's just an accident of geometry and optics. There's no sign of humans in this picture. Not our reworking of the Earth's surface, not our machines, not ourselves. From this vantage point, our obsession with nationalism is nowhere in evidence. We are too small. On the scale of worlds, humans are inconsequential, as the Animaniacs should have pointed out. Everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you've ever heard of, every human being that ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering. Thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines. Every hunter and forager. Every hero and coward. Every creator and destroyer of civilization. Every supreme being. Every superstar. Every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there. On a mote of dust, suspended in a sunbeam. The Earth is a very small stage in a vast cosmic arena. Think of the endless cruelties visited by one corner of this pixel compared to the scarcely indistinguishable inhabitants of some other corner. How frequent their misunderstandings. How eager we are to kill one another. How fervent our hatreds. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors so that in glory and triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot. Our posturings, our imagined self-importance, the delusion that we have some privileged position in the universe is challenged by this point of pale light. Our planet is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark. In our obscurity, in all this vastness, there is no hint that help will come from elsewhere to save us from ourselves. Like it or not, for the moment, the Earth is where we make our stand. It has been said that astronomy is a humbling and character-building experience. There is perhaps no better demonstration of the follies that humans conceit than this distant image of our tiny world. It underscores our responsibility to deal more kindly with one another and to preserve and cherish the only home we've ever known. The Pale Blue Dot. Carl Sagan.
Thank you, Drew. That was sweet. How long until Voyager 1 finds the Borg? It was. If you watch the Blu-ray for Trek 1, they straight out say, like, yeah, this is the Borg. It's funny that that has become continuity through special features. If it wasn't obvious enough in what you